7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
This really happening? What? Okay, yeah. What time is it? It's 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Yes, hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of... Am I speaking English? Welcome to another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello. My name is Tobe. And what's that god-awful sound that's outside right now? I don't know. Anyway, what's going on? What's happening? And what, if anything, is going down in Tobe Town today? Okay, well, it hasn't been extremely exciting. Because, yeah, we're into, what, day two? Day three of heat hell? I don't know. Yeah, I'm still just sort of flopping around. I'm heat sick. I'm just sitting here drinking a cool cola-flavored soft drink beverage. It's pretty tasty. I also need the caffeine. Oh, I had a hell of a night. It was really hot, and I didn't do much sleeping. And I would like to tell you that I didn't sleep at all, but the truth of the matter is, at shortly before 6 a.m., you know, that was the last time I looked at the clock. I looked at the clock, I don't remember, 5:56 or 5:54 this morning, and I rolled over. And then I thought, oh God, it's so hot. Why is it so hot? And I rolled back over, and more than an hour had transpired. And I thought it was only more like 2 minutes. So apparently I did sleep for probably about an hour and 15 minutes or so. And I thought, okay, I should go back to sleep because I don't have to be up for another hour. But I really couldn't go back to sleep, and so I just got up. And why did I get up? Why did I have to be up so early to begin with? Blah, blah, blah. I had to go to the doctor. Went out to the doctor, and I saw Sid, my nurse, and Dr. Porter, my doctor. And he said, yep, everything is great. Blah, blah, blah. You're great. You're so awesome. Everything about you just exudes awesomeness. I'm like, dude, I know, right? Yeah, so I just got back from the doctor. It's another blazingly hot day, but... yeah, I'm not doing jack. I need to get some sleep. I've got ice packs, and that's helping a lot, actually. And the good news is the doctor said that yeah, you're good to get back in the bathtub. I'm like, oh, thank God. So now, well, not now, but in a few minutes, Well, in about 25 minutes. I'm going to get back in the cold bath for the first time, and I don't know when. You know, actually, I've been sitting in, like, 1 inch. That's 2.56 centimeters for all my European friends, and friends with common sense, and basically everybody who isn't living in the United States. I can't wait. I can now sit in 24 centimeters of water. 10 times the amount of water, linearly speaking. I'm excited about that. That's going to happen here in a bit. I'm actually not doing too bad right now. So the whole plan is to get up in the bathtub, make myself cold, and then I can come back down in here and sleep for a while, as long as my neighbors aren't mowing their lawns, which is apparently what is happening right now. Oh, daddy-o. Now, another weird thing is I've got this song stuck in my head. And no, we're not going to listen to it. Because, well, I don't know, just because. And so, why do I have this song stuck in my head? A couple of reasons. I heard it the other day. Was that only yesterday? And what am I going to eat today? Am I going to have to go get another one of those sandwiches? I do like a delicious sandwich. I can't cook today. I don't know what I'm going to do. Regardless, got this stupid song stuck in my head. And the worst part of it is, I got a friend coming into town here in a few weeks. But I don't think I'm going to be able to hang out with him because he's got to work. But that'll, well, I don't know. This would be my friend Rick. Rick. And no, unfortunately it's not Rick Sanchez, but if Rick Sanchez was a real person, don't you imagine he would be some guy that I know? I mean, I feel like I really get along with Rick. But regardless, my friend Rick is coming into town in, I forget the date exactly. It's not for another month or so. I gotta email him to see if he wants to do anything. I don't think he'll be able to do anything because, like I said, he's gotta work. This is one of my rocketeering buddies. This is one of my rocket guys. This is a guy that I know who likes to put rockets into the sky. High power stuff. And he likes to do some really ridiculous stuff. And one of the ridiculous things he did was he made a rocket out of drums. I kid you not. I don't remember the exact story. I think it was Drums Workshop. They had some drum shells, some bass drum shells that were improperly manufactured. They were supposed to be 22 by 18 or something like that, and they came out 18 by 22, and so Rick bought them, stacked them on top of each other, glued them together, and turned them into a rocket. Because he's funny that way. So anyway, I gotta email him to see if he wants to do anything. He won't be able to, you know, go out and launch any rockets or do anything like that, but you know, we might have to go out and get something to eat or something in the middle of the night when he's done working. I heard that he's coming to town on the radio, and his band is coming to town. And am I even being coherent? This is the song that I have stuck in my head is a song by this guy's band. And I don't even like... The funny thing is I sort of like the song. The song is terrible. What am I saying? But it's one of those things where, you know, this was brilliant, but you guys messed... The chorus is brilliant. Let's just put it this way. It's one of those things where the chorus, pure genius. But the rest of the song is... It's too complex. The chord progression doesn't really work, and it's all just a... I don't know. I don't know. I kind of feel like launching rockets. What was I doing? Was it last night or the day before? I don't remember. But I was looking at some rocket stuff in my basement going, you know, what am I going to do with all this crap? I need to find somebody who I can push a bunch of old rocket junk off on. Actually, I got some good stuff. I got some great stuff. I probably could sell it if I could find somebody who wanted to buy it. Mm-hmm. And then I could use some of those dollars of money to buy, I don't know, I could buy some synth stuff, or I could buy a present for Blenda.
Oh, Blenda.
Oh. Would you look at that? Oh, look at that.
Uncle Grandfather. Ow.
Dumb looking. Oh, God. She has brought a wrong tray of hamburgers.
But what about that path?
Stay true to the past and beware the,
Kirk Cameron.
Well, you know. The guy.
Kirk who? Cameron.
Brenda.
Kirk beware Cameron. Of who?
But those on the top shelf. Jerry Fyle is hot.
Who, Uncle Grandfather? Beware of who?
Kirk Cameron.
Quaffio.
Who?
Hiya.
Quaffio?
You can do it. Now do you understand?
No, I don't.
You see, Gerald, son. Hamburger should be high.
All right.
Oh, damn. Look at that.
Look at that. Oh. So, what does it all mean? I have no idea. I really don't. Okay. Here we go. Let her rip. Throttle up. Here we go. It's just ridiculous. And you know how much I love ridiculous. Oh, nice. Yeah, so anyway, did I fail to mention this the other day? I've been watching tractor pulls again. Videos of tractor pulling. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, of course you watch that. You're from Nebraska. You're a hick. You're some kind of weird cowboy. No. No. Yes, it's true that I live in Nebraska, but I live in the big city. I don't live out in the cornfields. Although I wish I did sometimes, because then I could get some fresh corn. But no, I'm not a country type person. I'm not a rural type of person. And strangely enough, I'm also not a motorhead. And I know what you're thinking. Tobe, how can you claim to not be a motorhead when all you do is watch racing? You know, all you do is watch football and racing. Racing cars, racing motorcycles. You'll watch anything if it's racing because you're a motorhead. No, I don't watch racing because I'm a motorhead. Why the hell do I watch racing? Wow, look at this thing. It's got three huge big blocks on it. No, those aren't big blocks. Those are even bigger. Those are... Good Lord, those are truck motors. Okay, here comes this guy again. This guy... Does he put car motors on his tractor? No. Does he put truck motors on his tractor? No. Does he put tractor motors on his tractor? No. He's got three jet engines on the goddamn tractor. Straight off an airplane. And this is our guy right here, Don Dean.
Okay, always botch it. I say
he's got this tractor with jet engines
set up on this beautiful plumber's nightmare modified tractor.
Well, it's got a General Electric T64 in the middle, and then a T53 Lycoming engine, one on either side, because we have a horsepower limit that we have to stay under. So we got a combination that comes out exactly to the right amount of horsepower for the limit.
Now, how do you keep those things powered when you're coming onto the track and driving around the pit?
Yeah, this guy is insane, and that's why I watch this stuff. Not because I'm a motorhead, not because I'm all rural or anything like that. I watch this because these are people who have very specific interests. And that's what I like about weird stuff in general. Tobe, how do you get into such weird stuff? Well, it's because I'm interested in somebody's specific interest. If you have a very specific interest in something, I'm going to be interested in it. I mean, why are you so into this weird thing that you're into? I need to know more about it. I need to experience some of this myself. And I could hang out with this guy. Here's a crazy old guy in a sweatshirt and overalls. And he's got his mesh back cap on, standing in front of his three jet engine powered tractor. Oh, how badly do I want to hang out with this guy? Why do I want to hang out with this guy? Well, one, he knows where the good restaurants are. Two, I'm dying to ask him. You know, so if I was going to put some jet engines on a tractor, how would I go about doing that? This is the guy that knows, because he has a very specific interest. Maybe it's the engineering of it all that I love. I know that's what I like about racing. It's like, let's make a machine that can go so freaking fast that it's stupid. It's like, okay, this is a very specific interest that I understand. And here's another tractor. It's got three huge engines on the front, like out of a truck. Listen to this thing. Yeah, combat vehicles don't even sound that crazy. So, I don't know. It's just, it's a specific interest thing. It's kind of hard to explain, I realize, but I'm something of a nut. You know that. Don't need to explain it. Yeah, I know. I have this. Whatever. Anyway, I just had a weird idea. This is a very specific interest type of idea. You know, I'm sitting here. I'm not really sitting. I'm just sort of lounging. Propped myself up on my elbow here. And what I was just thinking is, you know what would be cool, literally and figuratively, because I'm so tired and I'm hot. I was thinking what I need to do is I need to get one of these gel packs. You know, these ice packs that I have, they're not really ice packs. They're some magic gel in them or something or whatever, right? Nobody knows. Nobody cares. And I was thinking, yeah, what I need is like an inflatable mattress that's full of this stuff and cold. And then I thought, no, I don't need to invent anything. I don't need to invent anything new because this product exists already. What's it called? It's called a waterbed. What I need is a frozen waterbed. I need a waterbed that I can freeze and then sleep on it. But then you just have a hard surface, which is fine because I'm used to sleeping on the floor. You know, I sleep on concrete. But I was thinking, what I really need is I need to have myself scanned. I need to be 3D scanned, and then I need to have me printed out. And it doesn't have to be good detail, just sort of like my basic body shape. And then I can print out a dummy and I can weight it the same amount as my mass, and I can put it on the waterbed and then freeze the waterbed, and then take the waterbed out of the freezer and take the dummy off, and now there's a depression in the bed that is exactly my shape that I can lay in, right? That is a good idea, Tobe. You're some kind of bed genius. I know, right? Anyway, what is this that we got going on in the background here? Yeah. This is a little drum beat, a little groove that I was working on last night. Because I had this idea, and it's a good idea. And what is the idea here? Yeah, we got a fill. I was thinking, oh, I feel like making some kind of like little craftworky electro pop sort of old type of groove. And then I thought, yeah, okay, and what I'll do is I'll make it in parts, and I'll do this, I'll do that, and that way we can get variation, and that way I can use one track for fills, and then that way I can bring it in and out whenever I want a fill. Like that. Yeah, let's leave this track on. And there's another fill. Yeah, it's weird Tobe stuff, but what the hell did you expect? But there's other tracks too. So like I can get some variation. We'll get a fill here. And we get a little subtle change. Let's get our fill in here again. Yeah. And this way we get lots of little variations. So that's what I'm doing. And why did I put this little beat together? I don't know. Well, actually, it was just sort of, I don't know, proof of concept. I'm trying to figure out how to, I don't know, make this a little bit more, what's the word I'm looking for? I'm looking for more simplicity in performance, or I'm looking for performance options. Basically, I'm just trying to, I don't know, get something together that sounds like music. Awesome. So you might be wondering, so Tobe, why don't we hook that up to some synth and, you know, do some synthy type of like music? And you know, I would, but it's getting kind of hot in here, and I don't know, crawling over there into the synth zone might take too much effort. I don't know where Pippa is. She's elsewhere.
Make her laugh at that.
Oh,
Some Shakespeare.
But soft.
Oh, it's Hamlet. Hamlet just threw Yorick's skull back in the grave. How rude. Yeah, it's Larry. Sir Larry.
The king. The queen. The courtiers. Who is this they follow? And with such meager rites.
This doth betoken the corpse they follow did with desperate hand take its own life.
Mark.
What ceremony else?
That is Laertes, a very noble youth. Mark.
What ceremony else?
Her obsequies have been as far enlarged as we have warranty. Her death was doubtful. And but that great command or sways the order, she should in ground unsanctified have lodged till the last trumpet.
Dun, dun, dun.
Must there no more be done?
No more be done? We should profane the service of the dead to sing a requiem and such rest to her as to peace-parted souls.
I'll say. Punch him, Laertes. You know you want to. Punch him.
Yes.
Anyway, so yeah, apparently it's been Shakespeare day or week or something because Julius Caesar was on earlier this morning. And, like, Henry V was on, like, last night or was that the night before? I don't know. The days are running together. I haven't slept enough. I'm freaking out. Take a deep breath, Tobe.
Hello. I am standing in front of the heart of the 7 and 7 communication system. Let us say you have a thing to send. Simply fill out this routing form by listing what you are sending, to whom, the date you are sending it, the date you want it received or gotten, and the weight of the thing you are sending. Then place the item into one of these canisters. Under your desk, you will find an array of nozzles. Referring to your laminated color-coded map, simply find the color of the area you want the thing sent to. Carefully, carefully, open the tube and insert the canister. Make sure you have closed the nozzle door first. Inside the tube, your communique will reach speeds of up to 14,768 miles per hour. A model of speed and efficiency that guarantees that you will never again have to ask if someone has received the item. Or more commonly, thing that you have sent to them.
Yeah, so did you get that thing I sent you? I hope so. The Dubious Goals Committee Dubious Artifacts by Mail Subcommittee is a real thing. That's why I keep asking, did you get that thing I sent you? For more information, email me, tobe@sdf.org. That's Tango Oscar Bravo Alpha Tango Sierra Delta Foxtrot Delta Oscar Tango Oscar Romeo Golf.
Keeping a ball
golf.
Clean is essential in improving play Oscar and enjoying Romeo a great golf. Round of golf. The R&R Products Grand Ball Washer delivers an elegant design while scrubbing the toughest soil from golf balls. Let's take a look at the many features that make the Grand Golf Ball Washer an asset on any course. The handsome body design is a clean, logo-free design. The unique integrated collar design provides an appealing washer to mounting tube transition. The die-cast aluminum body is protected with a durable, hard anodized coating to prevent corrosion. All ball washers are power coat painted in a rainbow of beautiful colors. The high-performance internal spiral brush provides superior cleaning. The carabiner hook...
No, that is not a carabiner. And we know our carabiners here on the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on a non-radio. My name is Tobe. I'm out of here.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.